This morning we're really pleased that we can welcome Bill Stevenson here. He's known to many of us, but Bill is the BB Secretary for the whole of BB in the UK, so it's a real privilege to have him here as part of our service, and Bill is going to come and bring our reading to us this morning.
The reading this morning is from St John's Gospel, John chapter 15, verses 9 to 17. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I choose you, and appoint you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command: love each other. Amen.
Thank you very much, Bill. So, we've seen this morning through our little game with the young people, we all have preferences. We all have things that we like more than others. But when Jesus asked us to love one another, was he talking about our preferences? Was he saying, love those people that you like? Love those people that are the same as you. Love those people who you get on well with. I don't know if you saw or heard through the reading. What Jesus actually said was, this is what I command you. Love each other as I have loved you. So how do we do that? How do we love one another? And how do we do it like Jesus loves us? Well, Jesus once met a man who wanted the answer to that question. This man knew that in order to follow God's commands, he needed to love God with everything he had, and he had to love his neighbour the same as he loved himself. But he wanted to know exactly how to do that. So he asked Jesus a question. He said to Jesus, "Who is my neighbour?" Now, Jesus told a story in order to answer his question, and it's a story that you might know really, really well. You've probably heard it before, called the Good Samaritan. But I thought we'd just have this story this morning told in a slightly different way, just maybe bring it to a way in which we can understand a bit better. And I will need a few volunteers for this, maybe three or four people. So if you're willing, when we come to the right points, please pop up your hand. Okay, so my version of the story of the Good Samaritan is about a football supporter. Okay, so we need a football supporter. Anybody willing? Come on. I hope you're as willing when I tell you that you're going to support Chelsea. Are you good at acting? You can act that you support Chelsea, can't you? Here we go. So there we are. You're a Chelsea supporter. Brilliant. Now, all you have to do is, as I'm telling the story, if I say something that's an action, perhaps do act it out, okay? That's all you have to do. Fabulous. Okay. So here is our Chelsea supporter. Now, he is walking through town on his way home from a match, and he's feeling really, really happy because Chelsea have beaten Spurs 3-0. 3-0. What a game! Now, beating Spurs is the best feeling in the world. Our Chelsea supporter could not be happier. Wonderful. He's got his phone in one hand and he's texting all his friends to tell them the good news about the game. And he's got his wallet in the other hand so that he will have his Oyster card ready just when he's going to jump on the bus. Okay? He is wanting to take a shortcut down a quiet side road. So he ducks through an alleyway just to avoid the crowds, hoping that he will get to his bus stop a bit quicker than everybody else. When suddenly, out of nowhere, a gang attacks him. Now, we're not going to act this, we're just going to imagine it, okay? He can't see their faces, he can't defend himself, there's too many of them. They take his wallet and his mobile phone. Brilliant. And they leave him lying in the street. Come and lie down here. Oh, no. He is barely conscious. They've really had a go at him. He can't cry for help. And there's no one around to hear him anyway. But after some time, he hears some footsteps. Now, I need someone to be that person. Daniel, thank you. What a relief. Finally, someone is going to help him. It's a policeman. He's finally off duty after an exhausting day keeping those opposing fans away from each other. And look, here on the floor, there's another one. Well, he is sick and tired of it. He's had enough. He's off duty now. He's going to go home. So he walks by and leaves the man in the street. Oh, no. More time passes. It seems like hours to the poor injured man. And then finally, he hears another set of footprints. Come on then. Here is a doctor. He's on his way home from a busy shift at the local hospital. He's tired and hungry. All he wants to do is to get home to his wife and kids. He sees the man lying in the street, but he just assumes he's had too much to drink. He knows he should stop to help him, but he just walks past on the other side of the road. No one will ever know he was there. He hasn't got time. Our poor Chelsea supporter now, he's given up hope. He really believes he's going to die there on the street. And he doesn't even notice the next set of footsteps coming towards him. Do we have someone else? Blessing. This time, the person walking past is a Spurs supporter. I don't know if this hat will fit on you. Let's tuck your hair in. There we go. Oh. He has finally been let out of the ground. She has finally been let out of the ground, and she's on her way to the station. She sees the Chelsea supporter. She'll probably just give him another kick, but no! Look! She's stopping, and she's bending down over the injured man. She's wiping the blood from his face, and she's helping him up. Oh, it's hard, that's it. Oh, wow. Oh, dear. Oh, well done. And she's putting her coat around him, or maybe her scarf. She's taking him to the local hospital to get all the help that he needs. She's covered in his blood, but she doesn't seem to notice, and she doesn't seem to notice the Chelsea scarf either. So come back on, everybody, so everyone can see you. Well done. Okay, I think you need to take a little bow. Take a bow. Well done. Now, if you could leave all the bits and pieces here, that's fabulous. Well done. Thank you very much. Great. So I wonder, in that story, who was the one that showed the Chelsea supporter love? And I wonder, was it the one that you expected to do that? Did you think the doctor would show love or the policeman? But no, it was the Spurs supporter. Now, Jesus used that story. Well, I think he would have used that story if he was alive today. But he used a story a bit like that to show us that we need to love each other despite our differences or our preferences, perhaps. We need to love all of those who we meet, wherever we meet them, and whatever we like or maybe dislike about them. But I also think it has something to say to us about how we can love each other. And it gives us some real ways that we can love and show love to each other. So first of all, if we go on in our PowerPoint, The first way that we can love is by being practical. So that's the next one. Lovely, thank you. We can be practical in our love. So the Spurs supporter in the story, he looked after the injured man, helped him up, took him to the hospital, got him all the help that he needed. There are all kinds of practical things that we can do for each other to show our love. And Jesus actually told us in his word that if we help each other out in practical ways, it's as if we're helping him. He talked about sharing food and water, helping people who are lonely, visiting people who are unwell, and there are many, many other ways that we can show our love in a practical way. Secondly, we can pray for those that we love. We can ask God to be with them, we can ask God to provide for them, especially in ways that we're not able to. And we can pray for peace and love in their situations and ask God to be with them whatever they're facing. Now, I'm not sure if the Spurs supporter or the Good Samaritan indeed prayed for the man, but I'd like to think that later when he thought about what had happened, he did just ask God to be with that man, the man that he'd helped, and to continue to help him. And Jesus certainly did tell us to pray for one another and to ask God to help one another. And it's something that we really like to do here at Worcester Park in many different ways. One of the ways is our prayer text messages, where we just let each other know what's going on in our lives so we can pray for each other. And this week we have our first praise and prayer hour as well. So this is happening on Wednesday at 8 o'clock, and that's going to be a great opportunity for us to come together as a church to pray for each other and to pray for all the things that are going on here at Worcester Park Baptist Church. So there's more information about that in your weekly. So praying is a really good way we can show our love. And then last of all, our third P, I think we need to be patient with those that we love, especially when they're different to us. So the Spurs supporter didn't walk past because the man on the ground supported Chelsea and not his team, even though Chelsea had just beaten his team, thrashed his team 3-0. But he had love for the man and he helped the man. And Jesus told us to love each other despite our differences. He even told us in the Bible we had to love our enemies. That's how far our love needs to go. So we need to love each other with our actions, our words, and our attitudes. And Jesus' command to us in the passage that Bill read for us was to love one another as he has loved us. And if you think about the life of Jesus, he certainly loved in all those three ways. He did many practical things for his friends and followers. So he provided food for them, he healed them, he washed their dirty feet, just like a servant would. He prayed for his friends. And last month we thought about how we can read in the Bible that not only did he pray for his disciples, but he prayed for us too, many, many years into the future. He asked God to be with us, to keep us safe, and to give us joy in our life. And Jesus was also very patient with his friends, wasn't he? Especially when they went against him and did things that were different. There was Peter who denied him. There was Judas who betrayed him. And there was Thomas who doubted all about him. Jesus loved them all with his actions, his words, and his attitudes. So the best way that we can love each other is to look at the example of Jesus. He didn't put himself first, but he preferred others first. And this Valentine's Day, as well as thinking about your romantic love, maybe you can think about how we can really love each other here in church and in our families, in our schools and workplaces. Let's think about how we can go beyond our preferences and prefer other people before ourselves, using our actions, words, and love. So we're going to sing a song which just talks about this, how we love and serve each other. So please stand as we sing.